نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد.
Tonight, it is a very great and blessed night. This Ashura, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, are passing, alhamdulillah, and these are the special nights that are now starting, that have their own maqam and status these nights. And in those nights, tonight, this night, this is a very unique night, and it's called the night of Tarwiyah. The night of Yawm al-Tarwiyah. So the night of the day of Tarbiyah. What is the day of Tarbiyah, which is tomorrow, the day of tomorrow? In other words, the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah is about to start. So today, the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah will finish. Rather, it has finished after Maghrib. And tomorrow's day, the night is tonight. And it's the Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The night of Yawm al-Tarwiyah. What does this mean?
Tarwiyah.
The Mufassirin, the commentators have written, and something to pay attention to be concerned, to have fikr, to ponder. So today, the night, in other words, the 8th, the night of the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, tomorrow is the 8th, so tonight is the 8th. So tomorrow, the day is called
Tarwiyah,
and tonight is the night preceding that day. So what should we think and what should we be concerned about? The event is this, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that on the night of the 8th in the dream he saw that, like as if he was sacrificing his son. So when the next day came, which is the tomorrow
of Yawm al-Tarwiyah,
then that whole day he spent in thinking, concern, pondering that this dream that I've seen, is this from Allah or is this some shaitani waswasa, or is it from shaitan? And in this concern and fikr, he spent this whole day. And that's why it's been given the name
Tarwiyah.
So he thought, whilst he was thinking continuously, then in the night from Allah Ta'ala, Allah bestowed him from the ghaib, he was given the guidance that that dream that you saw, you need to implement that dream and do that action that you saw. So after that, then Hazrat Ibrahim Salam went and he went towards the sacrifice, and that is the event that continued and unfolded. So this night is very valuable, extremely blessed, because all the Hujjaj, the respected Hujjaj, will have already gone, and from tomorrow morning after Fajr, this is the sunnah that after Fajr you go. But due to the rush, a lot of Hujjaj, they even depart before that and they go to Mina and they start to gather. And the arkan, the pillars of Hajj, have begun. So this is the beginning, alhamdulillah. In this night, Allah Ta'ala gave a great blessing and His grace. And that in this night, Allah has also given us this reward, which is that all the angels have surrounded us at this moment in time. Allah's rahmah, mercy has surrounded us, enveloped us. And alhamdulillah, our qulub, our hearts, Allah has allowed a special sakina to descend into us. Why? For which reason? That on this great night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah has selected us with His fadl, with His grace, with His blessings, and He's given us this tawfiq. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhum, they narrate this hadith in Sahih Muslim, that jama'ah, those group of people who assemble together in one place and they do the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, just like you are doing, and right now all of us, and in all our khanqas, people will be assembled. In all the khanqas, alhamdulillah, people will be assembled and gathered, and they'll be sat for this majlis, for this gathering. And apart from that, alhamdulillah, in the whole world, at this moment in time, different places, many places, people are gathered and they've joined in with us to do dhikr of Allah. So they do that regularly. Yesterday we did dhikr, tomorrow we'll do it, the day after. But to be gathered in this night, Allah so much fadl and blessing. Allah hasn't turned our hearts, He hasn't given us attention towards other things, Allah hasn't stopped us due to our sins, because we aren't capable in such great nights that we can earn the blessings of these nights. And Allah gives us encouragement, and we've come here, we've moved to here, and Allah has given us the understanding, and we gather together, and it's not our achievement. It's not our achievement. We don't have good qualities. This is the achievement, the kamal of Hazrat Ali Murtaza rahmatullah alayhi. It's his great achievement. It's the effect of the company of a wali Allah, buzurg, that we are earning such great rewards tonight. Otherwise, such a majlis in such a night. Think about it. How many people at this moment in time are doing this action that we're doing? That people are busy in other things, in other occupations, isn't it? Maybe even in permissible things, no doubt. But the reward that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here, that this moment in time, the angels have surrounded us. And there in Mina, there's a rush, the hajis, alhamdulillah, there's a nice glow. And in the night, think about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, this night, what was he doing? What happened to him? And the pillars of hajj, the days of hajj have started. In such a time, us sinful people, Allah has given us tawfiq, just due to one amal, and that is dhikrullah, dhikrullah. That's what Hazrat Sahib stated. My Shaykh, that do zikr immensely and spread it. What was the hukum to me when I was sent here? That to the corners, countries, locations, go and teach people dhikr of Allah. He was a wali Allah, friend of Allah. He knew how many fadail there are. The virtue of the nights of Jum'ah will come, the nights of Eidain will come. Alhamdulillah, such nights like this that we are sitting and doing dhikr of Allah, they have come as well. So great kismat of our beautiful destiny of ours, how fortunate we are. How many people are sat here with us now and they'll be doing dhikr of Allah? What a great reward that the angels have surrounded you. There's not a lie. Sahih Muslim hadith and narrated by all the hadith, this present from amongst the, how can we reject this hadith? That jama'ah, those group of people who sit and do the dhikr of Allah, and they are busy in the dhikr of Allah, from all four sides the angels surround them. Allah's mercy surrounds those people, envelops those people, and in their hearts Allah allows His sakina to descend. What a great reward. In this night Allah has given to us, if we couldn't go to Hajj, we couldn't go to Mina. But alhamdulillah, due to the company of a wali Allah, at least we got some benefit, isn't it? Yeah, in the company of the wali Allah, value and appreciate, my friends, a great na'mah is the sohbat of the wali. No prophet will come now, anbiya have gone, but such wariseen deputies he has left, such deputies he's left behind. Alhamdulillah, if you sit with them, then the fares will come to you for sure. The fares of the nabis will come to you for sure. This is the effect of sohbat that we are sat here. It's our strength that allows us to come here. Do we know what is zikr? Do we understand the value of zikr? Such great nights to sit and do dhikr of Allah. People don't even know about this night. That what is the night of Al-Tarwiyah? That this is the night of Al-Tarwiyah. Does anybody know? Only a few people know. How much reward there is, tell me. So my brothers, there's a lot to say. There's no guarantee of life. Just do one action. That's it. That take hold of the company of a wali Allah. Don't leave it. Don't leave it. Then understand, if you understand and recognize someone as a friend of Allah, you see the benefit in his sohbat, in his company, even if there's restrictions, wasawis, whispering of shaitan, but remember this point, that whoever takes hold the hand of the wali Allah, he is successful. He will leave successfully, inshallah. You make mistakes, you commit sins, you'll be lazy, there'll be negligence, but with ikhlas, with love, with sincerity, if you grab hold of his assistance, inshallah, you will reach to the heights. Recite the Durood.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين دعاء ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الواجي وحاتم المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وعذبنا وحسن عاقبتنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم سلمنا الإيمان وأمتنا الإيمان وأحشرنا جمع كلمات معلومة ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف قلوبي صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا هم كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا وشيخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إخواتنا قبول من انتقال ہو گیا ان کی یہ دعا فرمائے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ، ان کی مغفرت فرمائے، ان کے درجات بلند فرمائے. یا اللہ ان کی قبر کو دوزخ تک میرے مولا جنت کی کیاری بنائے. یا اللہ ان کے معاملات آسان فرمائے، قبر کی آزمائشیں آسان فرمائے، قبر کے فتنوں سے بچائے، ان کے لواقین کو صبر و زمین نصیب فرمائے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت عرشہ وعلیہ وسلم اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.